Whilst most people know that the sun causes skin damage, few of us seem to realize it is just as bad for our eyes. Now, today, to explain how to best protect our eyes, I'm joined by optometrist and clinical and regulatory advisor with the Association of Optometrists, Aisha Fazlani. It's so nice to have you here, Aisha.
Thank you very much.
So often we talk about sun damage, and I know when it comes to our skin, the effects of sunburn is felt almost immediately. Is that the same for our eyes?
Well, there are different effects of UV light to the eyes. Short-term symptoms to the eyes from sun damage could be a bloodshot eye or a swollen eye. The eye could also experience hypersensitivity to light. And sunburn on the front of the eye, which is a cornea, and this is known as photokeratitis. Now, photokeratitis can be very painful, and it can actually cause a loss of vision for up to 48 hours. However, what we're really concerned about is the irreversible damage to the eye caused by a consistent amount of UV exposure over time, and that really is more worrying. Now, the longer-term effects of UV light can actually change the appearance of the eyes. For example, you can get the growth on the eyelid, making the eyelid more lumpy and yellow. And also, if you really don't protect your eyes from UV light, it can lead to serious eye disease and conditions later on in life, such as a premature cataract or age-related macular degeneration. Or even, it has been known that patients can get cancers on the upper or bottom eyelids, all the surrounding areas of the skin because of UV light exposure. So it's really, really important for everyone to protect their eyes from the UV light. And a really easy and simple way to do that is just to wear a good pair of CE-marked quality pair of sunglasses, which filters out the UVA and UVB light. Now, the UVA light is a wavelength of UV which has less energy, but is a lot more penetrating to the eyes. And indirectly, through the production of free radicals, it can cause damage to the eye. UVB light has got a very high amount of energy, but is less penetrating. But that's the UV light which can cause skin to burn. And it directly damages the DNA in the eyes. You don't hear very much about UVC light because naturally that's produced by the sun, but it's filtered out by the ozone layer. And it's got very high energy, but it's not very common on Earth. That's why it's really, really important that we protect our eyes from the UVA and UVB light. We wear sunglasses, the large wraparound sunglasses with six sides are best. And also, if you wear a wide-brimmed hat, that's also protecting the eye and the rest of the face.
And it can affect everyone differently. It's not the same, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. So everybody's affected by UV light differently. Patients and people with light-coloured eyes generally tend to have less pigment in their eyes, which therefore reduces the protection against sun damage and UV damage. Therefore, people with blue, green, hazel eyes are more susceptible to UV damage. But everybody's eyes are vulnerable to UV light, and therefore it's really important that everybody protects their eyes from the sunlight. Also, children's eyes are not yet fully developed, so they have naturally less protection from the harmful effects of UV light. They also have larger pupils than adults, and the larger pupils have a lot more sunlight and UV light to enter their eyes, and therefore they are more susceptible to damage from the UV light. Also, children's crystalline lens, which is the lens inside the eye, is a lot more transparent, meaning that a lot more UV light enters their eyes. The World Health Organization estimates that about 80% of a person's lifetime exposure of UV light occurs before the age of 18. Therefore, it's really, really important for parents to ensure that their children wear sunglasses when they're outside and to keep their eyes protected, especially because children tend to spend a lot more time outside with activities such as swimming, being on holiday, playing football, things like that outside.
So how would we find the right glasses? What are your tips for making sure they do protect us from the damage that sunlight can cause?
It's really, really important that sunglasses have the built-in UV filter for everyday protection. So we really, really want everybody to make sure that their sunglasses are the right sunglasses for them to wear. Now, there is a legal requirement for certain products which are put onto the market in Europe to have a CE marking. And that's essentially the manufacturer saying the produce complies with the regulations. Now, the UK's equivalent of CE markings is the UKCA marking, and that's being introduced following Brexit.
Do you have any other tips for us when it comes to caring for our eyes in the summer?
Absolutely, yes. It's important that children wear sunglasses, that everybody wears a wide-brimmed hat. It's important that people never look at the sun directly. Even if it's for a few seconds, please don't look at the sun. Also, if you stay out of the sun when the sun is at the highest, so between the hours of 11 and 2, try and stay away from the sun and try and keep in the shade. And make sure that your sunglasses have a UV filter, or even your normal prescription glasses that you wear have a UV filter. Many contact lenses also have a layer of UV protection incorporated into them, so that's really important. But it is also worthwhile wearing sunglasses over the top of your contact lenses if you are out. It's also really important that everybody has regular eye tests, and that's not only to check the eye health, but also to detect eye problems earlier on, so that optometrists can look for signs of underlying health conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure.
That's brilliant. Optometrist Aisha Fazlani, thank you for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much and have a lovely day.